Our last set of stories this week begins with the latest development in the Lady P saga. A tribunal judge has turned down her claim for repayment of over £28,000 and dismissed the claims that her landlords have been harassing her. After this, we have several transport stories. The Flying Scotsman is coming to Norwich. There are proposals for a new poll tax on wheels, and Norwich cyclists say they are among the most vulnerable in the UK, and the introduction of parking charges at Eaton Park is leading to rogue parking. First, Tim will tell us what's the latest in the extraordinary Lady P story.
A sex therapist locked in a row with her wealthy landlords has been denied in a bid to have her rent refunded in the latest twist in the checkered saga. Lady P, Patricia Ramshaw, has been locked in a bitter dispute with the aristocratic Cator family over her tenancy at the old house in Ranworth for more than a year. The row saw the warring parties brought in front of a tribunal judge, with Lady P seeking repayment of £28,538 in rent paid to the Cators while she's been living in the period home. The self-styled lady argued she was left freezing in the property, which has no central heating and is blighted by damp and mould. The Cators, however, say that a menagerie of more than 50 animals Lady P brought onto the property, including 4 dogs, 2 horses and 12 sheep, are destroying the gardens and eating from its apple trees. The parties began to negotiate a surrender of her tenancy in early 2022, and Lady P was later paid an initial £17,500 as part of this. However, after the family received contact from a former partner of Lady P, these talks broke down, and the dispute continues to rumble on. In the latest dramatic twist, Tribunal Judge Stephen Evans denied Lady P's request for repayment and dismissed her claims that the Catles had harassed her. The judge did, however, acknowledge that the Cator family had altered a deal with Lady P after speaking with her ex-partner. As of April 2023, Lady P continues to live in the property. A possession order has been made against her through county courts, but she's seeking to set it aside. The Cators declined to comment.
The most famous steam locomotive in the world will be heading to Norfolk later this year, and you could catch a glimpse of it. The Flying Scotsman was built in 1923 at Doncaster Works as the first locomotive of the newly formed London and North Eastern Railway, LNER. It was designed by Sir Nigel Griesley as part of the A1 class, the most powerful locomotives used by the LNER at that time. This year marks the centenary of the Flying Scotsman entering service, with special trips planned across the country. This includes the Great Yarmouth Flyer service on Saturday, June the 24th, with the opportunity to ride behind Flying Scotsman along some of the former LNER route. While tickets are sold out, there will still be the chance to see it on its journey. There will also be a stop-off in Great Yarmouth for passengers to explore the seaside town, while the Flying Scotsman is prepared for the return trip.
Controversial calls have been made to introduce a levy on Norwich companies where workers can park at their offices, dubbed a poll tax on wheels. And Norfolk County Council leaders have confirmed they could soon carry out a study to explore whether to bring in what is known as a workplace charging levy in the city. The idea is that by charging business premises a levy for each parking space, it'll discourage them from offering parking for staff, with workers switching to walking, cycling or buses instead. Supporters of the scheme said it would cut congestion and improve air quality. But the AA previously branded the proposals a poll tax on wheels, warning businesses might just charge workers to park to cover their costs. However, Norfolk County Council's Transport for Norwich strategy does state a workplace parking place levy should be considered. And at a recent meeting of the County Council's Conservative-controlled cabinet, Green County Councillor Paul Neal put pressure on the council to start a study which could lead to the introduction of the charges. He said a workplace parking levy would raise around £3 million a year in revenue that could be used to improve the reliability of buses around Norwich.
Cyclists in Norwich say they feel among the most vulnerable in the UK and have described how dangerous the city's roads feel for those on two wheels. Cycle lanes have become more prevalent in recent years, but cyclists, who are all too familiar with near misses, feel there is still much room for improvement. Peter Silburn, chairman of Norwich Cycling Campaign, said, "The danger caused by fast-moving traffic is the primary reason people don't cycle. The danger is real. Only in February, a cyclist was killed on the ring road. I've just returned from the Netherlands, where you see lots of people cycling, even when it's cold and wet. That's because they've made the roads safe by building cycle lanes and calming car traffic. Do we care enough about the problem of our dangerous roads to actually do anything about it? The concerns have been shared following results of a recent survey that found 70.1% of participants from Norwich did not feel UK roads are safe for cyclists."
People living near Norwich's Eaton Park are being urged to keep records of parking problems created by the controversial council decision to introduce pay and display charges at the park. Charges at Eaton Park were introduced last month, with leaders at Labour-controlled Norwich City Council offices saying they were needed to raise £50,000 and help plug City Hall's £6.2 million budget gap. But 91% of people who responded to public consultation said they didn't want the charges brought in. And people who live near the park are angry that the council's decision means drivers, keen to swerve fees which start at £2 for up to 4 hours, are parking outside their homes instead. Brian Watkins, Liberal Democratic County Councillor for Eaton, said, "Lib Dem campaigners have already witnessed the great anger on the doorsteps about the implementation of car parking charges at Eaton Park. And it's not just from people living in the immediate vicinity. It is arrogance of the highest order, and Lib Dems will campaign alongside local people to try and persuade the council to change its mind as soon as possible."